Spotlight. This is Akashvani. In the program Spotlight, now we bring you a discussion on South India Natural Farming Summit 2025, inaugurated by the Prime Minister. The participants are Dr. Vandana Dwivedi, former Additional Commissioner, Ministry of Agriculture and Farmers Welfare, and Lalima Neja Dang, anchor.
Today in Coimbatore, the Prime Minister participated in the South India Natural Farming Summit. Over the past few decades, not only in our country but across the world, a great emphasis has been placed on natural farming. To discuss the South India Natural Farming Summit and sustainable, environmentally friendly farming methods, we have with us Dr. Vandana Dwivedi, former Additional Commissioner in the Ministry of Agriculture. Welcome, Dr. Vandana, to Akashvani.
Thank you.
First things first, Dr. Vandana, what is the main objective of this South India Natural Farming Summit 2025, which is going to be there for 3 days from 19th to 21st November, and what is the significance it has for the farming community?
Actually, natural farming for South India is very, very potential because South India is having plantation crops like coconut, supari and spices, then Shri Anna and vegetables. So these all are a multi-layer farming system exists there because basic requirement of natural farming is not monoculture. It is multi-layer, multi-cropping, intercropping farming system. So that's why it Honorable Prime Minister, he urged to the farmers of the South India to exploit this potential and export this after certification, packaging, grading, etc. Then export this and get more and more profit. So basically, they can do this also because literacy is very high there.
So when you talk about intercropping, we actually understand that when you have too many crops in one land and you intercrop, it kind of, the nutrition which is lost in one crop is gained by growing the other crop, and so it goes on like that, right? And then you don't need external fertilizers or external pesticides. Is that what we understand?
No. Multi-layer cropping means that the roots of the crops, they have different structure. Hmm? Some crops penetrate more, right, deeper, right. Some are in shallow. So all layers of the soil profile, they get exploited by the plants. And more and more channels created so that proper aeration and water penetration is very good. So that's why all crops are benefited. And suppose due to climate change, if one crop get hurted, then other is sustained. Right. So it's a win-win situation for farmers.
Prime Minister spoke on soil fertility. The Prime Minister said,
Bharat natural farming ka global hub banne ke raaste par hai. हमारी बायोडायवर्सिटी एक नया आकार ले रही है देश के युवा भी अब एग्रीकल्चर को एक मॉडर्न स्केलेबल अपॉर्चुनिटी के रूप में देख रहे हैं इससे देश की रूरल इकोनॉमी को बहुत बड़ी ताकत मिलने जा रही है साथियों आने वाले वर्षों में मैं भारत की खेती में कई बड़े बदलाव होते देख रहा हूं भारत नेचुरल फार्मिंग का ग्लोबल हब बनने के रास्ते पर है हमारी बायोडायवर्सिटी एक नया आकार ले रही है देश के युवा भी अब एग्रीकल्चर को एक मॉडर्न स्केलेबल अपॉर्चुनिटी के रूप में देख रहे हैं इससे देश की रूरल इकोनॉमी को बहुत बड़ी ताकत मिलने जा रही है
That brings me to the next question before we come to the summit, Dr. Vandana. How would one differentiate natural farming from organic farming? Generally, people confuse the two. They kind of almost talk in similar tones.
Basic thing is that the natural farming is based on the cow dung or cattle dung and urine. All the preparations, bijamad, Jivamrit, Dashpanni, they all are based on these
Panchgavya,
they all are based on this, which enhances the fertility of soils, which improves the microbial population in soil, including earthworm also. So that's why this is. But organic farming, they use biofertilizers and other preparations. They can purchase from outside and use in the. More or less the thing is same because both are not using chemical fertilizer and pesticides. chemical fertilizer, pesticide, weedicide is banned there.
Oh.
Mm-hmm. That's the difference.
Oh, okay. Yeah. In this summit, we have about 50,000 participants who will be attending. It's a great platform for everyone, for the farmers, for entrepreneurs, for buyers, for sellers, for researchers, scientists to come on the same platform. And how do you think this will encourage natural farming in South India?
Whenever our Prime Minister urged from the farmers or public, this is a great impact on them. They get excited also. And they realize his vision also, that what is really required. Because the South India, he was mentioning that the South India is a living university.
Yes.
They have done so much innovation in water protection. They have developed so many much good ponds, etc. So they have exploited that also. And multi-layer cropping is already existing there. So, and a lot of fund Government of India is giving them. Today he has released 21st installment to the farmers.
Correct.
And natural farming is being done without any cost of cultivation, because nothing from outside farmer has to buy. He has to prepare everything from him. And even a whole family can do this natural farming. No labor is required from outside. And multi-layer, multi-cropping system, that's why the time of harvest is different. Suppose monocropping is being done.
Mm-hmm.
Wheat is standing on field. So a lot of labor and machines are required to one time within a few days he has to harvest. But here is the scenario is quite different. So this is, they will encash these things.
So that's why it's called sometimes zero budget farming.
This system of natural farming is not being imported from anywhere. It's an indigenous system. Earlier we were doing. We have listened from our grandfathers and grandmother that how they were using cow dung, etc. They were preparing the compost, farmyard manure on their fields themselves, and they were using. Government of India continuously, INM division of Ministry of Agriculture is integrated management system. But that integration lost. That farmers, they feel that using chemical and fertilizer pesticide is more easy.
Oh.
One will go and spread urea, bags of urea one day they can spread. But for doing this farm organic manure and farmyard manure, they will take time.
Yes, I've heard
they have to do some labor also. I will say that we have not realized the power of microbes below the earth. Because soil is, why is fertility of soil is required? Because they have nutrients. That nutrients convert into the crops. The wheat is having so much nutrition. You see the flowers, rose is also coming from the soil.
Right.
White flower also coming from the soil. Shriyan is also coming. So that means ki urvarta, fertility of soil is very, very important. And that comes only with the balanced use of plant nutrition. And that balanced use will come through natural farming, through organic farming, or balanced and integrated use of chemicals and organic.
Prime Minister spoke on natural farming. Yes. The Prime Minister said,
"Hamari mitti ki fertility aur crop mein nutritional revival ke liye hame natural farming ke raaste par badhna hi hoga. Ye hamara vision bhi hai aur hamare zarurat bhi hai. Tabhi jaakar hum apni aane wali peedhiyon ke liye apni biodiversity ko samrakshit rakh payenge." नेचुरल खेती हमें क्लाइमेट चेंज, मौसम में हो रहे बदलाव का सामना करने में मदद करती है. ये हमारी मिट्टी की सेहत को स्वस्थ रख सकती है और इससे लोगों को नुकसान करने वाले केमिकल से भी बचाया जा सकता है.
Going back to our roots to have a better future ahead.
Yes.
For our soil and for society, what are the marketing linkages that you see happen?
That is farmers producer
and FPOs.
Organization of FPOs. There was a money scheme of Government of India,
mm-hmm.
Ministry of Agriculture, 10,000
mm-hmm.
FPOs for different purpose, maybe related to fish, maybe crops, maybe horticulture, etc. So we have for natural farming also we have created so many FPOs,
mm-hmm.
and they are doing the promoting the natural farming in a cluster mode. Because group of farmers, they get trained, they get incentives, and they produce, and then their product is being certified, then aggregated, segregated, and value-added packed. So certified packed material is being marketed through FPOs or this startups.
So that's a big step by the government to encourage natural farming.
Yes.
You talked about certification, I was coming to that. Certification of whether it's organic farming or natural farming, is supposed to be a very expensive process. So there's also a third participatory form of certification.
And under organic farming, there are two type of certification. One for export, that is third party. Experts come from outside to the farmer's field, they charge heavily and they stay in their field and certify it. Then the cost of cultivation increases naturally. Okay. But under natural farming is a participatory guarantee system. Mm-hmm. That means farmers to farmer or group of farmers, they will watching each other. And they state government, they can do certified or they can hire from this Ministry of Agriculture. They have one National Center for Natural and Organic Farming. They can take help of them and they get certificate. And they can sell their produce for local market also. I will say that natural farming, Government of India is promoting from 2019. Mm-hmm. You might have heard earlier also. And that time, large number of training were done. Even so many visits of farmers visit to other practicing farmers field, and they get that certification system started then, and now it is in place, and website is there, National Farming Portal is there, and there is all detail step by step. They should register themselves. Farmers, there is a format for that. They should register on that portal and through mobile app also, and they get certification. So very easy thing.
Very easy now. And actually, if you consume food which is coming through natural farming, it's a win-win for everyone.
Yep.
Because you get pure food which is minus the chemical pesticides and fertilizers.
Natural farming, simply we should not see on the production how much produce we get. We should see how quality produce we are getting from the field and what is the input. Cost of inputs, zero. So that means a win-win situation.
Yes.
For soil also, they are getting a year by year fertile soil, and their produce, they are getting very healthy foods they are getting, and we all consumers should consume that product, because it is not directly one day thing. It's your life span is going to enhance if you are using organic and natural produce.
What is the role of youth and women, and Dr. Vandana, when it comes to natural farming? How enthusiastic do you see the youth and women, because their participation is seen and is very important?
Yeah, actually what I think that nowadays the people living in villages, they are old. They can't do any innovation. They can't do properly the farming also. So youth has to come forward in farming,
mm-hmm.
kheti. And the women exist there. They should help them in preparing these all things and inputs, etc. And harvesting, etc. And the youth, they can collect the product. Because if you are going to market anything, then there should be a supply of raw material.
Correct.
Which can be graded and packed and certified.
Yes.
So unless youth is involved, and they should use the AI also. Which crop is potential of that area? So youth can do this, and they're using the AI, they can come up, and where is the demand? US is demanding, or Germany is demanding this product. That help can be provided by youth.
How much time does it take for soil to be converted from, if it's been used through chemical farming, to a pure soil with healthy soil? How much time does it take to make the soil healthy from chemical used soil to a healthy
organic
soil?
Actually, you know that we are using since decades, we are using chemicals.
Yes.
And pesticides. When we start natural farming, organic farming, the conversion is 3 years.
Uh-huh.
But sometimes if residue persists, depends on the cross-check or certification process. If some pesticide residue or chemical residue is there, it may get 1 or 2 years more. But usually 3 years is okay. During these 3 years, we are not saying this is a certified natural farming product. It's under conversion, you can say.
Right. Well, thank you very much, Dr. Vandana Dwivedi, for enlightening us on this whole issue of natural farming. And it's been a pleasure talking to you, ma'am. Thank you.
Thank you so much.
You are listening to a discussion on South India Natural Farming Summit 2025, inaugurated by the Prime Minister. The participants were Dr. Vandana Dwivedi, former Additional Commissioner, Ministry of Agriculture and Farmers Welfare, and Lalima Neja Dang, anchor. This program was produced and presented by the News Services Division of Akashvani. You can listen to it on our mobile app, News on AIR. This program is also available on our YouTube channel, News on AIR Official. You may share your feedback about this program through email at airnsttalks@gmail.com or WhatsApp on 9289094044.
Spotlight.